blessed he appeared. And the songs of the beautiful angels, they glowed out on my listening ear. Then the things that now seem so mysterious, Lord, they'll be bright and as clear as the day. And the talk of the world will seem nothing when I get to the end of the way. When I get to the end of the way. Raise your hands and praise Jesus. Well, Brother Richard said some profound things today. None more profound than when God says for us to do something, we need to do it in obedience, whether we understand it or not, by faith. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Abraham left his hometown, sold out, lock, stock, and barrel. Sold out, left out. Amen. Left his beautiful, modern, comfortable home with probably running water. They've unearthed the ruins of Ur and found that people had water piped into their houses. Amen. Amen. Ah, yes, he left everything to live in a tent by faith. Hallelujah. And if he hadn't have done it, we wouldn't have the Bible like we've got it today. But he believed God. Amen. Ah, yes, hallelujah. Do it by faith. When God says it, don't question. Just launch right out and start in to do it for the glory of God. Amen. Well, amen. I've already voted. I'm going to be preaching down in Texas this week. Amen. So I went and voted absentee. I found out I could have voted because I'm 62 absentee without having any other excuse. Amen. But I voted. One reason I wanted to vote, I don't think my vote will make any difference in a lot of other things, but I wanted to vote against sin. I wanted to vote against legalized casino gambling in Ohio and keep the curse off of Ohio. Amen. Praise God. And if you're going to vote, my advice is if you don't vote for anything else, vote against sin. Amen. Well, hallelujah. So much for that. That's all you hear out of me. Amen. I don't care who you vote for. Praise God. I don't think it makes much difference. I don't care what issue you vote for. I don't think it makes much difference. Vote against sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. And leave the rest up to God. Can you say amen? Yeah, I don't care if the wrong man does get in. Lightning can strike him. Amen. Care for wrong man does get elected. He can't outrun God's thunderbolts. Praise God. Hey, just pray the will of the Lord be done. Praise God. You say, you know the right man? No. I would have voted on Judas as chair, secretary treasurer of Jesus' bunch. I would have voted on him. Amen. The only president I voted on for years. I came out of my closet, came out of my shell, registered. Amen. Went clear over the line. I came out of Arkansas. I was a Democrat. I figured I was a registered Democrat. Amen. Out of Arkansas. The only president I'd voted for in years was Nixon. And they had to run him out. And so I lost out there. Amen. Well, praise God. The Lord knows how to rule things. We need to pray, however, thy kingdom come. Can you say amen? Thy kingdom come, and we need to pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah.
I've just seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's letter hanging down. I've just crossed the River of Jordan. Now, my son, I'm homeward bound. As we gather all around her, here begin to fill her eyes. And she softly whispered to me as she said her goodbye. I've just seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's letter hanging down. I've just crossed the River of Jordan. Now, my son, I'm homeward bound. High breeze blowing on a mountain where forever she will lay. There she will rest beside the fountain while she sleeps beneath the clay. I've just seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's letter hanging down. I've just crossed the River of Jordan. Now, my son, I'm homeward bound. I've just seen the Rock of Ages, Jacob's letter hanging down. I've just crossed the River of Jordan. Now, my son, I'm homeward bound.
John, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. You say, Brother Collins, you believe it's the last days? Let's turn to the Bible. Let's read the sainted Apostle John. Little children, it is the last time. That's one time. The Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Did you hear what I said? Did you read what I read? The Bible said, I think we need to read this again today. Now when folks have started to wonder, is it really the last days? Is the coming of the Lord really imminent? Amen. I mean, they've done just like the Bible said. They've said, my Lord delayeth his coming, and begin to eat and drink with the drunken, and smite their fellow servant. The Lord of that servant will come in an hour when he is not looking for him, and will appoint him his portion with the wicked. Amen. Oh, God. Little children, it is the last time. We know. How many knows, according to the Bible, it's the last time? Hold up your hand. You know it's the last time. Some of you don't know yet. That's what I'm talking about. Blind faith in the Word of God says the Word of God's true. It's what Brother Collins has been 2,000 years. How can you say it's the last time when it's been going on 2,000 years? Amen. Well, John just said it yesterday. From God's timetable, 1,000 years a day. Day is 1,000 years. Amen. John said it yesterday. Amen. We're not the end of this day yet, huh? Hallelujah. This millennium hasn't ended yet. Come on. Amen. He didn't say it day before yesterday. He said it yesterday. Amen. And if he waits till the third millennium to come, that's day after tomorrow. In God's time schedule. Amen. We know that it is the last time. Now, if you don't know it, you don't believe the Bible. If you don't know it, you don't believe the Word of God. If you don't know it, you don't have faith you need to have. If you don't know it, there's something wrong in your life. Amen. If you don't know it, you're probably afflicted with the same disease some of these had in John's day. Even in that day, they loved the world. That's why people don't know. They love the world. That's why people don't know. We've got a new car. We've got a new house. We've got the best we ever had it in all our life. Amen. We're not looking for Jesus to come. Amen. You know, one preacher said he had plans to get married, and he's afraid if Jesus came, he wouldn't get to get married. Amen. He did. Amen. Now his kid's grown up. Amen. And his daughter had a child out of wedlock, and you may have second thoughts about getting married and raising a family after it happens. Amen. Going down the trail of broken hearts. Amen. Come on. Praise God. When you say, like a lady right out of this church said, sometimes I wish that my children had never been born. Amen. Saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled saint right out of this church said that. Amen. Because we don't always know what tomorrow holds. You say, I'm gonna pray, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. There's a few more days to get our loved ones in. Yeah, but, amen, the few loved ones you've got are going to multiply and double and redouble. If time goes on, the first thing you know, you're going to have a whole bunch more to pray for. Lost and on the way to hell. And a whole bunch going to split hell wide open. I say, come, Lord Jesus. Even if it's today, come, Lord Jesus. Even if it's this morning, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And did you know that everybody in the church before it happens is probably going to be praying sometime or other, please come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Sister in Richlands, Virginia, lost her husband. Amen. And a whole bunch, 4 more boys out of the church got killed with her husband in an airplane crash, and I've visited her from time to time. Amen. And she always had a distraught look on her face. And amen. Left the widow at a very young age. She said, oh, Brother Collins, surely, surely the Lord's coming soon. You may not be wishing for the Lord to come now, but you will before He comes, probably. If you haven't already. You'll quit praying, singing, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. A few more days to get our loved ones in. Amen. You'll be wondering whether you'll be saved yourself by the skin of your teeth. Chances are, before it's over, Lord, have mercy. Amen. I'm preaching today on a message for the last time. John said two times, amen, that it is the last time. Amen. I'll not get out of 1 John this morning and I'll not get it all covered. Amen. But I'll give it a little bit treatment. Amen. 1 John 1:1. Listen to this. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands, and our hands have handled the word of life, for the life was manifested. Amen. And that And we have seen it and bear witness and shown to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested when? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we have seen. Amen. Third verse, that which we have seen and heard from the beginning, I'll quote in the paraphrasal there, amen, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The message for the last days is the same message we heard from the beginning. Raise your hand and praise God for it. Oh, hallelujah. It hasn't changed a bit. Amen. Faith once delivered to the saints and once and for all is what that means. Hallelujah. It's the same gospel message in a day when people are changing. Thank God, God don't change. David, ideologies and doctrines and practice and standards change. God has never changed His. Amen. It's the same message. What is it? Praise God. It's a message of life. For the life was manifested. Praise God. It's a message of fellowship. Verse 1, chapter 1 and 3. Fellowship. Hallelujah. Oh yes, we have fellowship. And that your joy might be full. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. That's the fourth verse. These things write we unto you that your joy might be full. It's a message of joy. Hallelujah. Verse 7, if we walk in the light, hallelujah, it's a message of walking in the light. Glory to God, as He is the light. Glory to God. Chapter 1 and 8, it's a message of victory over sin. The fact of sin and victory over it. As long as you are in this body, you'll have to grapple with sin. You'll have to fight against sin. Somebody said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You got to fight against sin. If you don't, you'll fall for it. Fight against it. Fight. Amen. Glory to God, my little children. Chapter 2, I write to you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. We got a lawyer who'll plead our cause in the presence of God. And if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. What does our lawyer do? Amen. He steps up to the tribunal of heaven. And we stand there shaking, trembling, condemned. Amen. And know that we're doomed. Amen. A friend of mine that committed suicide here in town a few years ago. One of the best friends I had in Ohio. And he wasn't Pentecostal. Amen. But I left and was gone down to preach a meeting for Brother Ben Shaw. Me and Duffy drove all night long to get home. Sister Irene called next day, said, did you hear that Roy committed suicide? Amen. And Lord, I couldn't believe it. His brother told me later, said, I went to see him when he was depressed, and I told him he'd been taught a Baptist doctor all his life, and he knew better than that, and he looked at his brother across the room and he said, I'm doomed. And folks, everybody's doomed if we don't confess our sins. Amen. But doomed people, he walks up to the tribunal of heaven with them and says, Father, this is one for whom I died. And because we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And the Father wraps his gavel and says, case dismissed. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Amen. The very fact and the very real life scenario of potential failure more than once. Amen. Sometimes 70 times 7. But God always gives us victory over sin if we'll fight. If we'll fight. I said if we'll fight, we'll have victory over sin. We shall overcome, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Chapter 2, verses 3 and 5. The message for the last days. Amen. Hereby we know him if we keep his commandment. What is the message for the last days? Keep his commandments. He saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Amen. Listen. But whoso keepeth his word, amen. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, and hereby know we that we are in him. Amen. You say, Brother Collins, but I failed God. Well, keep his word and confess your sins. Repent quickly. Amen. Hey, summon your attorney, your advocate, hallelujah, and you'll have victory. Ha, yes, you can keep his word. You can be an overcomer. Amen. Now listen to this, the message for the last time. He that saith he abideth in him. Oh, that abideth is a good word. Amen. That means you moved in to stay. And he moved in to stay. Well, it's a mutual thing. Hallelujah. Amen. He moved in to stay. Hallelujah. Sister Collins, when her mom got afflicted with Alzheimer's disease, she went and got her and brought her home. My wife was fighting the battle of cancer herself. She took my van. And her and Sister Ruth went and got her, and she rode in the back of the van, laid down, slept most of the way. Amen. And finally she got to the house. I'd always been Mom Singer's favorite preacher. I was, amen, her only preacher son-in-law. And I had a buddy. Anytime I was around Grant City, she liked me fine. And that old Tennessee gal, she cooked just like I liked it, country style. The only problem she had, she never did put enough salt in it to suit me. But I'd always put enough, a little more salt in. Amen. I was always Mom Singer's favorite son-in-law, preacher, at least. Amen. And she liked me, but she didn't know who I was when she walked in the door. She stopped right in the middle floor, and she looked right straight at me and said, are you my daddy? And I decided I'd prank with her a little bit, and I said, no, I'm your mother. And she might have had Alzheimer's disease, but she wasn't that bad off, and she just keeled over laughing. And both of us had a good laugh, you know. She knew I couldn't be her mother. Amen. And she was getting up out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. I heard her staring around. She didn't know where she was. And amen. And so I went and I comforted her, and I said, just lay back down. Go to sleep. Everything's all right. Finally, she laid back down. She said, well, thank you, Grandpa. Amen. And I went on. Praise God. Oh, yeah. She'd come to abide for a while. And we was doing the best we could for Mom Singer. Amen. I'll tell you what. If you'll stay with God, he'll do the best he can for you. He'll take care of you. You may not understand a lot of things. You may be awful forgetful. Oh, God. Amen. And Lord, help us. We may have a lot of infirmities while we live down here. And we may not be
able to see things like God sees it. And sometimes we'll just have to say, I just don't understand. But he says, just lay down, son. Just lay down, daughter. Go to sleep. Everything's all right. Amen. I'll take care of it. Hallelujah. And hasn't he taken care of it? Hasn't he taken care about it? Hallelujah. Isn't he taken care of it? Glory to God. He's took care of it, praise God. He heals broken hearts. He heals broken lives, praise God. Amen. We can walk like Jesus. As we walk in Him, He said He ought to walk even as He walked. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 8. Amen. He says, again, a new commandment I write to you, the thing which is true in Him and in you, because the darkness passed and the true light shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Amen. The message for the last time is to walk in the light. And you can't hate your brother and walk in the light. Even if he's your preacher and trims you once in a while and knocks the rough edges off once in a while, you can't hate him even if he's your preacher. Amen. Because you can't walk in the light and the darkness at the same time. Amen. And he tells us, amen, what the difference is. He that loveth his brother abideth in light. Can't be no plainer than that, can you? Verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. Amen. No reason to stumble if you're walking in the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ever walk through the woods and somebody carrying a lantern? Amen. Usually if they're carrying the light or the lantern, well, you're walking behind, you got in their shadow a lot of the time. Amen. And there's some things you couldn't see because he's carrying the lantern and he could see better than you could see. Amen. It's like the old couple going to old time revival and he'd walk in ahead and carry the lantern. Amen. And she would grumble and complain and gripe. Amen. Until one night she got saved. And she grabbed the lantern. She was anxious to get to church. He wasn't going fast enough sooner. And she grabbed the lantern and she led the way. Praise God. And the limbs was hitting him in the face then. Praise God. Because he was behind the lantern. Hey, if you got the light, brother, you'll not be sowing the seeds of division. If you got the light, sister, you'll not be splitting the church in hatred of your brother. If you got the light, praise God, you'll be coming together and not going apart. If you got the light, you'll be trying to be a blessing and not a hindrance. Hallelujah. And you'll shine the light for somebody, and there's none occasion of stumbling in those that walk in the light. Amen. And then you'll have fellowship with your brother. Amen. Praise God. Blessed fellowship. Praise God. Little children, it is the last time. Amen. The message for the last time is, amen, love not the world. Amen. John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not
in him. Amen. You know why some folks got mad at me? There are other reasons, but one reason some folks got mad at me was because they got to loving the world. And they loved the world better than they did me. I was good to them. And I tried to be a blessing to them. And I tried to help them. And but you know, when they got to loving the world more than they loved obeying God's word, they didn't like me anymore. They quit me. Amen. And backslid. They'd backslid before they quit me, but they hung on for a while, you know. Amen. And they'd been married 40 years. And after they got out of church and got to wandering around hither, thither, and yon, and claimed that they had a ministry of helping other churches, and they'd stay with one a little while, another a little while, and they skipped around from church to church till they both backslid. Well, he did anyway. Went back to drinking again. Lost out with God. Got divorced. Been married 40 years and got divorced. Amen. Why did they leave in the first place? Because they loved the world. Amen. And they fell out of love with the people of God and the church and holiness and righteousness and walking in obedience to God because they loved the world. Well, what's in the world? Amen. All that's in the world, amen, is the... All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the world, not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. How many just like to stay a while with God? He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. I mean, you can come around 25 years from now and they'd say, "Where's Jim Lawson?" And I'll say, "He's still abiding. Constantly abiding." Amen. Come around 40 years from now, if time goes on and Mike Allen's still living, "Where's Mike? Whatever happened to Mike Allen anyway?" He's constantly abiding. Praise God. Right there. Set your clock by him. Praise God. Abiding. Oh, hallelujah. They asked Flynn Mills, he was a truck driver. And all the truck drivers was boasting about their escapades and talking about their wives, and ones had different bad things to say about their wives, and amen. And so they finally asked Flynn Mills about his wife. Amen. And Flynn said, "Well, fellas," he said, "I can tell you about my wife." He said, "She's doing such and such right now. And she's getting ready for church right now. And she'll be in church in a little while." Amen. And he said, "I know exactly what my wife's going to be doing." Amen. "I can set my clock by her." He could drive the country over. And he knew that Ruby would be true blue. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Hallelujah. It is the last time. And so he said, "There are many antichrists." If there was many antichrists in John's day, then they multiplied by the millions today. Can you say amen? There's a whole bunch more today. But listen to where he said they came from. Amen. "There are many antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time they went out from us." Ouch! Amen. They went out from us. Looked like they was one time with us. And then they turned against God. Amen. They went out from us. but they were not of us. Are you listening to me this morning? Are you paying any attention to what I'm saying today? Amen. They were not of us. For if they had been of us, this is not L.L. Collins' word. Amen. This is not the Inquirer. This is not Christianity Today. This is not the latest tabloid that came out, a slick religious magazine that said this. In fact, amen, they all, none of them, quote this verse. Amen. If they have been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That they might be made manifest, showed up for what they really was. Showed up for what they really was. Cloak pulled off. Amen. Became clear what they really was. Amen. That it may be made manifest that they were not all of us, but you. Who's that? That's you that stuck. You that are abiding. Amen. You that are going to abide forever. Praise God. Amen. You that are in it for all it's worth. You're going to carry the cross. Amen. Till at last you'll lay it down at the last flight final, at the last crossing. But you have an unction, praise God. Woo! We've got an anointing. We've got an unction. We've got a spirit. We have a feeling, praise God. An unction from the Holy One. And ye know all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Even a sinner knows more than sometimes he let on like he does. Roger talked about his boy a while ago. He knew God was talking to him. That boy knew. Amen. Roger didn't have to tell him God's trying to speak to him. And then that wreck, that track tumbled right down his lap and he was sitting there looking at it. Amen. Hallelujah. Angels know how to pass out tracks too. Praise God. Sometimes they'll just dangle them right up in front of you. Hallelujah. And let you know you need to be changing your ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have an unction from the Holy One. And ye know all things. Hallelujah. I've not written to you because you know not the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. If a sinner knows when God's dealing with him, then a Christian, the Bible said, knows a whole lot about spiritual things. All things. Praise God. Amen. Many Antichrist. Amen. In closing, as he gives a song, I've not got to the fifth chapter. I've not got to read the fourth chapter, the love chapter. Amen. All I can say is, to be continued. Amen. This message for the last times. Amen. Verse 24, chapter 3. Continue in the Son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go on with God. Hallelujah. Let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also, that's chapter 2 and verse 24 instead of 3. Ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is a promise that he hath promised even eternal life. Why did John mention the Son and the Father so much and equate the faith in the Son with belief in God so much? Because John was preaching in a Judaistic orientation. And the majority of Christians then were still Jews. Amen. And they said, we believe in God, but we don't believe in this illegitimate son that you call Jesus that was born illegitimately to a Roman soldier. We believe in God, but we don't believe in this so-called Jesus you preach about. So if you believe in God, you got to believe in Jesus. And if you believe in Jesus, you have the Father. Amen. John wasn't arguing about the Godhead. He was arguing from the standpoint, praise God, of where he stood. Hallelujah. No question about the Godhead. Father and Son are both here. Very clearly indicated. Amen. And the Holy Ghost, the unction that dwells in us, all clearly indicated. Amen. No argument about the Trinity here. Amen. But he said, if you don't believe the Son, you don't believe the Father. Amen. Riding along in a taxi in Jerusalem, and asked the taxi driver, I said, are you a Christian? And he said, with a not too joyful look on his face, I believe in God. Well, every Jew that hates Christ believes in God, just about. And every Muslim that prays to Allah three times a day and hates Christ and Christians believes in God. Amen. But believing in God won't save you. The devils also believe and tremble. You got to trust Christ this morning. He's the only way to God. He's the only way to be saved. If you don't believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh and died and rose again for your sins and justification, you'll never get to have fellowship with God. You'll not see the inside of the city of sweet deliverance. Trust Christ this morning and be saved as we stand and sing, come on. Amen.